You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back. Rejoined with Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tam.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So Our show is often about, you know, we talk about being smart with your money, but we also talk about growth. And You and I both have a growth mindset, which is what attracted us to each other. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to venture to guess the majority of people listening right now are also the growth mindset. And that's what attracts them to our show is that, you know, I've had a lot of our listeners say that they go get the pen and paper and actually take notes during our show. So as we talk about growth, okay, you and I are the parents of 8 kids and 1 grandkid so far. We wanted to do a segment about how parents grow while raising children.
Yes. Yes, we did. Well, parenthood, as many of you know, is it's not for the faint at heart, for sure. You just become that person that is the teacher. You have to be the boss. You have to be the cook. You get to be, you know, the counselor. You get to be the laundromaid.
Right. You get to do all of these
all
things.
All of those things.
Well, so you mentioned one earlier, Tam, off the air about how, you know, as a parent, because, you know, our kids now go from 9 years old as the youngest all the way up to 26 years old. Mm-hmm. So been at this a little bit of time, and now get a second round of practice with our grandson. And you've said just how well you take things in stride now.
Well, going from the new mom and to where I am now, it does change over time. You just learn to not take, you know, get so bent out of shape about stuff, and things get broken, you know. I told you a Ray Romano joke earlier about having children is like living in a frat house. Nobody sleeps. Everything's broken, and there's a lot of throwing up. So in case you're still in the college setting or mindset,
right,
know that parenthood is just like that.
Yeah, it's not that much different. You'll get used to it.
Yeah.
Well, you would think about taking things in stride. I mean, you've heard how many times that I have said when a kid spills something.
First spill of the day.
Raise our hands up and we celebrate it.
Because, yeah, we do.
Yeah, just take it in stride. It's just not that big of a deal.
Yeah, and it's really, celebrating the failures, celebrating that stuff, and not, you know, kind of coming down on the kids if they make a mistake or
what I think
like
the
that.
Kids are watching us when we do that on how we react to them making a mistake. Are we going to beat them over the head with it? Or are we going to teach them how to turn it into a lesson?
Yeah, and that's what we try to do. And, you know, I was picking the kids up from school, and a couple of the moms were all worried about the kids getting wet from the rain. And I said, boy, that just means they don't have to have a shower when we get home. We get to clean. So, you know, they were contemplating on how to get them over the water and, you know, over the stream of water going through the parking lot. It was just kind of funny because I was able to step back and go, you know, I was one of those moms where I was trying to get the kids to have the jacket over their head or an umbrella and trying to make it, what? It's rain. Let's have fun.
Well, they're going to find that stream. They're going to jump right in it.
Oh, you know it. That's the first thing Eli does.
Yeah, good luck keeping them out of it.
So, anyway.
Well, one of the other things I see is that you become a better multitasker, or we don't like the word multitasker, so let's say you become a better task manager.
Definitely because, task manager. Because Lots to do.
Well, and when you think about how as a parent, okay, you look at somebody who's not a parent and they say how busy they are and you just kind of laugh because you know how many things you're having to juggle.
Definitely. So, I mean, you've got kids activities, kids events, somebody's sick inevitably. You just have so many things going on, and you just learn to use your skills that you had in school, or learn them bring them from your job, and you just bring them home and use that to kind of keep things going.
Well, next on our list is you become more caring.
Definitely. So I think women, and this may be too general of a statement, but I'm going to make it anyway. I think for maybe what I could do is for me. When I had my first child, it became a natural instinct for me to just shift from worrying or caring about myself, so to speak, and caring for the child. You know, it was like more maternal.
Well, you become less self-centered.
Definitely so for me.
Instead of your whole day being about you and your schedule and what you want to accomplish, you really kind of have to take the focus off yourself and put it onto the kids. And that takes an element of caring.
Yep, it does.
In case you just joined us, you'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about how parents grow while raising children. So, Tammy, one of the other ones is you toughen up.
Definitely. If you have poop is not your favorite thing, you're going to have to deal with it.
Well, my kids have watched as I've been, you know, they've seen me with my arm into a toilet, you know, that's full to the rim with poop and diarrhea. And I've had my arm all the way up almost to my shoulder, reaching into the toilet to try to pull out whatever's clogging this thing up.
I hope you guys are not eating dinner right now.
No.
Sunday dinner.
Yeah, it's not. It's only
it's like not fun.
4:30 or so. What time is it here? Hopefully nobody's eating right now.
Well, I rely on you to handle the vomit that goes on because you'll be cleaning mine up.
Or how about this week? Our dog tore up two poopy diapers and it was all over the floor. Yep. It was great to wake up to.
Happy birthday. That was your birthday present that day.
You just toughen up. Or how about the times when you're not feeling good, you're sick, and the kid's sick too, and you just toughen up because you've got to take care of them.
Yep.
You don't have any choice.
That's right. All right. So another one that we had on our list was you kind of become more aware of the world, not to mention all the things you want to protect your children from, but things that you might start doing, like teaching them to recycle. Conserve energy. It's funny because my dad had taught me so young to make sure I turned off all the lights. I do that to Doug all the time.
Oh, you turn the lights off while I'm still in the room. Yeah. I'm like,
oh,
I'm still,
you're done, aren't you?
Hey,
oh.
I'm still in here.
So it's just funny because that habit has stuck with me my whole life.
Well, it's some of that awareness of the world that changes too. Like, I'll just give you an example. My dad, when I was growing up, was a total litterer.
Oh my goodness.
We would go through the fast food restaurant, we'd get on the highway and he'd just shove the big bag of stuff right out the window on the highway.
Oh, gosh,
and,
no.
You know, like, Dad, what are you doing? He's like, oh, they pay people to pick that stuff up. Well, I'm more aware of the world now where I don't want to litter anything. And I try to teach the kids that, you know, especially like if you pick up that piece of paper off the ground, now you own it. Like, it's got to get to a trash can.
Yeah, we were in school the other day and I was picking up something. You go, don't hand it to me, or I don't want to pick it up because I have to own it. And so I picked it up and handed it to you.
I know.
So it was funny.
All right, next on the list, and in case you just joined us, you'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about how parents grow while raising children. Mm-hmm. You become a bit domesticated, Tammy.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, as a young mom starting out, I maybe didn't cook all the gourmet meals that you guys get the benefit of now.
I love your cooking.
So I've definitely have grown over my years of domestication and cooking and keeping house. I think
ramen noodles is gone.
I don't do
and
that.
Now it's the good stuff.
That's right.
You find your flaws and you fix them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal as a parent in the way you grow.
I think that's probably out of all of them, the most important one. It's not necessarily picking yourself apart, but being vulnerable to your kids and letting them know that you make mistakes. And you know what? When I did this, I mean, Doug and I both sit down with them and are pretty vulnerable with them and explain things when we make a mistake or...
Well, I mean, let's take an example of over the last summer, our dog died.
Right.
Okay? And the dog dying was a direct result of something that I did. Okay. Mm-hmm. I put rat poison in our garage and I thought that I hid it back behind stuff where there's no way the dog could get to it. I was actually conscious about that, of trying to put it back where the dog couldn't get to it. Well, sure enough, she did get to it.
Mm-hmm.
And our longtime family dog that we just absolutely loved, we had her for over 10 years, ends up dying because of it. And you know, almost everybody told me, oh, you don't want to tell the kids that. They'll be so mad at you. And I'm like, no, I have to use this as an opportunity.
To teach them what to be careful about.
Well, not only to be careful, but also humility that I mess this up and I have to be responsible.
Mm-hmm.
So that was,
and that was probably one of the biggest turning points in the family, like the family support that the kids gave you, and the kids took ownership. They saw it, or, you know, like they started feeling bad. And so it brought everyone together to talk about the situation and about how we can have each other's back.
Right.
And how we can fix something if the other person makes a mistake, and the love that they gave each other and you and me. And it was just like,
yeah, it turned into a big, I can't say it turned into a positive experience when we lost our dog, but it turned into a major growth experience.
Major growth and healing.
And made everybody closer.
Yes, it did. It did.
Next is, you want to be healthier.
Definitely. So, for me, with the kids, the fruit, I think, is a big deal. The veggies and the fruit, you know, I'm not the best at it, but...
Well, there's a tendency for all of us to think that we're immortal to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
And when we start thinking about the longevity that I want to be there to raise grandkids or great-grandkids, mm-hmm. you just want to be healthier. You want to treat yourself
well,
better.
Well, I'm an adrenaline junkie of sorts, and those things have changed. And right. they didn't necessarily change with my kids, but it's changed with the grandbaby. It's like I don't have a desire now to do that.
Yeah, you don't want to jump out of an airplane anymore. Or
yeah, I've done a lot of those things already, so maybe that's out of my system. But I think about it, and I go, nope, I want to see my next grandbaby.
All right, Timmy, what's the next one on our list?
You're their first teacher, and really owning this. Don't put it on the school to teach them everything. It is up to you to be their teacher and be there for them to answer the questions. Right now we're in the stage with Eli, our grandbaby. He's 3, and he asks why over everything.
Everything is why.
And those of you that have children, you know exactly where we're at with
the
that.
The why stage.
Oh, my goodness. So the whys are never ending, and my answers are never ending. So I try to walk him through everything until he gets completely bored with my answers.
Well, being the first teacher, you have to become really cognizant about what is it that I'm teaching them.
Mm-hmm.
Because frequently mm-hmm. there's things we're teaching them that we realize, like when the kid pops off with the first cuss word, or they say something that you mm-hmm. know is a direct reflection of something that you personally say,
mm-hmm.
and you taught them that.
It
makes you analyze
true.
Your behavior.
Very true. And I'll tell you guys a little story about Eli real quick. He was home, and he was playing with Evan, one of our sons, and he hit him accidentally with a sword, and it ended up hurting Evan. It just caught Evan off guard, and Evan wanted an apology from Eli, and Eli didn't want to give it to him. So I have Eli come and sit with me for a little bit, and we talk about it. And we talk about how sometimes we don't mean to hurt other people, and how we have to take ownership when we do to apologize and really make sure the other person's okay. And Eli walks out of the room and goes to Evan and says, "It is all my fault. I am so sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you." He used those words. You know, I said, you know, for him to make sure if he hurt somebody, but he owned it completely, 100%.
Being responsible.
And so then I brought him back in and told him how proud I was for him to do that. And he goes, "It was my fault, Mimi." So
when I like that really lesson, sweet. Of the difference between something being your fault and being responsible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a big deal. All right. The last one on our list is that you are their number one fan.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
being the number one fan is where you really become greater than just yourself. It's not about your own greatness. You get so much more satisfaction when you see them do things on their own for the first time, or all the way up to, let's take like our senior in high school mm-hmm. now outweighs me. And as we're lifting weights together, and at the point when he can lift more weight than me. Okay, I'm going to be his biggest fan. I'm excited about that. Like, I don't need to be.
For sure.
I don't need to be competitive in that aspect because mm-hmm. I want him to surpass me. I want each of the kids to surpass us in every area, and we'll be their biggest fan.
And another area of this is to not compare your children to other children. So if you're out there and you see someone else's child doing better than your child, to try very hard not to do that comparison.
Right. Why don't you do it like little Johnny?
Right. Or even comparing the siblings to one another, because they are individuals. And I think that's the biggest growth thing I've learned. I never did do that with the kids, but I can see where it can be very hurtful to them.
So if you want to see all these bullet points of how parents grow while raising children, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and download these today and give us some feedback. Let us know what you think of them. Coming up, we're going to be talking about the five things renters should know about owning. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.